Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 8:30 exactly. You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Talk Dude, and I'm just a co-host. Over here is the center star, Organic OK. Come on, man, speak up.
Organic OK.
Okay. All right. Well, look. Now let's get specific. On this show, what we're trying to do is basically create real vision for the future itself. Vision. Now, big major change for the future. What to do?
You know, one of the things that you're coming from is, as you have the idea, you went into this place, and you have this picture of what you're looking for, right? So what happens is when you got this picture you're looking for, it's things that we're looking through that we never pictured at that moment. And that picture can be a collage. It seems like, you know, theoretically, right? It seems like this is going to become bigger when you start seeing things that connect your mind to a moment in the moment that you're enhancing, right? I'm gonna get more than I can really give because I didn't deal with it. You know, looking at stuff sometimes is pushing your mind to be more than what it actually originally became, right? It's becoming more, right?
So now sounds ideal.
Points, right?
Absolutely. But how do we sow those seeds of change? How do we bury those seeds deep? Well, not too deep. How do we bury the seeds in every head and every soul and help the collective evolutionary conscience of humanity itself?
How about this? Are you eating 15 times at one time? Are you eating one time at another time and another time, right?
Yeah.
Of your greatness. Like, you can put everything you like and eat it all one time over each other, right? Somebody said, if they give you ice cream, you're going to put your ice cream in your soup, you're going to put your soup in it. It would be disaster, right?
It would be toxic.
Yeah. So it's the same thing with your ideas. You're not going to destroy your ideas. You're going to let your ideas develop. You're going to allow all the greatness to be married in the connection, right? You got marbles, right? And you had 100 million marbles because you throw all the marbles on the floor. It would trip everybody. There were some cases they would fall. The marbles would still be falling on them. Right?
A lot of people say I'm missing a couple, but continue.
Well, guess what? You get in new marbles all the time. The marble game is to take more marbles, right? So is the marble game to collect marbles? Isn't it possible that you can get more marbles? Just think about that. You can get more marbles. I get what your point you're saying is, but if you can find more marbles and you're only missing three marbles, can you replace three marbles with more marbles?
I like to think so, but you tell me. I mean,
It's all our mind. We said we lost marbles. If we can replace marbles, wouldn't that be the same thing as marbles? Because it's about our mind, right? If we're tricking our mind, look at this. You know the people that lived longer than they was expected to live because the mind and what a person pushed in their mind and gave them desire to live longer? Well, lose desire to live. Guess what happens to them?
They die.
Okay, if that's the mystery with carrying that actual life or connecting the disconnect, what are we really waiting on? If we are feeding, if we are fueling the greatness and taking away and not giving greatness, we have the same ability. As we take off that dirty shirt and put on another clean shirt, guess what we just did? We just changed the actual space. Like, our mind is that free. Once we understand, there's some people that have the understanding of information, but the weight that they're dealing with behind the information is gives them more than the actual connection to have the peace, right?
Yeah.
It's some of the things going at some people's mind that have information that as they see information, it just top each other. And somebody say, oh, hey, how's it going? And if you want to start organizing them in the relationship that they're having, then the person's mind is balancing that communication in the energy in our mind. Sometimes, you heard this saying, it's not always good to be by yourself too long.
Yeah, the messed up thing personally is I've been a hermit for the longest time. And here's the thing. People really do kind of like me at first. I mean, almost everybody kind of does really one way or another. But then, when I'm around a lot, then the tics start coming getting weird. You know? It falls in the category of that one scene store everybody likes, but give them a whole feature and then it gets on everybody's nerves and everybody wants.
You kind of obsess people like you're a superstar. And it's funny because it's more people that sit or not disabled that got more problems than you do. And people do not even, they like look for it. It's almost like, to them it's like deodorant for they experience that they're dealing with. And that gives them the order that they need to move on. You'd be surprised. But because you live like you're a superstar, and it's annoying because people say, hey, man, why do you think that if you're I don't give you that much power to bother me. And they say that. Like, why? I didn't give you much power to bother me. But those that you think they gave you the power that they didn't own, then you find yourself always in a lone warehouse that have no guests and no one to entertain this thought. Because if you thought about this as like you was not this actual person, you would think that you wouldn't even afford it enough in your mind to even complain about it, and people would even notice it as bad as you notice it. See, that's the thing. You can look at all, it's history show you, it's all these types of people that got worse of the, diagnosis than you do, and people didn't know they had this. Because they became so important, so embedded into people's connection that was what you're dealing with. Then you're dealing with people that don't connect to you as if you was anything. If they didn't connect to you, you're just finding more ways to show things. Have you ever seen a clothing show that was out in a waste field? How would that clothing store be if it was in a waste field with all these contaminated things? And would people want to go there and see brand new clothes?
As contaminated as anything else out there, that's a fact. It would contaminate. Contamination contaminates.
Okay, so if you're coming to a place and you contaminate other people that got clean thoughts, what you going to do? If anybody was successful, listen to this, if anybody was successful, truly successful, and they put you in a place and you thought the way you thought, guess what happened? You're running people in a, even a position, if your mind was like this, you run people off. And they went to your lifestyle, they'll change your lifestyle because is how their mind is set. All right? If your mind is set to think about destruction, chaotic, and people find you a problem because it's like a person that come into a building and wash their hands and touch everything. They'd be annoyed by that. Just because the person say, oh, that person don't have anything, doesn't mean that they're locked in the deception, bro. It's people that got all kind of mentally problems, and people have shown them they're not limited by what they have found. They're limited by what they don't want to find. And if you come into a place to make it feel like, then the easiest thing to do, if you're a problem, the easiest thing a person to do is just avoid you. And you stay in your situation, and guess what happens? If you're truly a problem, this don't bring you around. It's that simple. If you're a problem for people, then keep you away from people. Isn't that simple?
Right. Yeah.
So what's the purpose of bringing you around if you're going to be a problem even for yourself to have? There's no reason to even have you around people. It's simple. Just to keep, you heard a person say, keep trouble over there. If they tell people to keep trouble over there, and keep it away from me, if you're trouble for the whole eternity, like if you're really destroying the world like you think you are, then people just keep you over there, isolated to yourself over there, if that's what it is. And think about how simple that is. If you're not, because you're talking about dealing with people, dealing with this whole system, if you just kind of be by yourself, you can do that. And have to, the words, what are the words' purpose? What is you dressing this over people? Is this giving them a sense of being, you know, warm? Are they cold? Or is someone looking for information you telling them to be free? Or what are you looking for your words to mean to somebody if it's supposed to be helping them? You know, if your words are helping them, why would your words sound like it's not helping you? So think to the person that you're freeing. How the words that someone else is telling that's related to your life, how is that freeing you? How is the message clearing your problems? What are you doing in your life that the information is not embedded into your actions? Where is it where you're so caught up in seeing the same information regardless where you're going, the same thing is not the same result? You go over here and nobody knows you. You go over there and no one's bothering you, and you still have the same type of thought behind a space where people not even talk to you that way. Where is that taking people if they didn't even know you? Are you giving people the opportunity to see what you want to see for your life to have this reflection? Or are you carrying more of something to have a like, fragrance of people to smell this negative, toxic spirit and have this experience about you so you can have this kind of shield so you won't have to see the freedom that you really deserve from you? Now, this is comedian Argetic OK. We're at 8:42. And we're talking with the comedian known as
Talk to. Yes, Talk to. Look, I was going to announce the time and whatever at the 8:45-minute mark. But also, you know, since you brought that up, I might as well say, please get involved with the conversation. You can be on this show. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Get in the middle of this. Sow the seeds of change for now. Make your voice heard. Do something.
Now, you hear this guy talk. You hear how he sounds. And he's telling you about something that doesn't sound like anything he needs to be bringing out of his mouth. His conversation, him talking. You hear how he sounds, how he's talking, how the vocabulary is. Now, that's showing you people all around the world. As long as they're dealing with the problem that's inside of them and it's not giving them any sense of peace of mind and understanding of what that means, it all go out the window. That's what we're dealing with. Now, these are things that people have to realize. Now, you're aware of this. When we say, what does battered man mean? What does unbattered man mean? What does the battered system mean to people? Women, is it battered men? Is it battered young adults? Is it battered teens? Is it battered little people? Is it battered tall people? Is it battered people height? Is it battered people's day? Is it battered, you know, the constant freedom that you are finding to motivate you and then someone else seeing something in your motivation, something that they need to grab? And is they grabbing that? Is it stretching you out of the actual form? And it's like if you had your favorite jacket and you go back and get it, you left it somewhere, and somebody else was wearing your jacket. Not only was wearing your jacket you went back to, you noticed that they tore your jacket. They transformed the actual jacket you had. Guess you say, I don't want that jacket no more. You're like, why not? You stuck with the jacket. You say, you see that jacket? They have dirty fingers. They tore my jacket. You got a smaller finger. You be like, you can take it to clean it. It's like, oh, no, I'm good. If that's what you're dealing with, think about people. If that's what you're dealing with yourself, time you get yourself to a freedom of a space that you can appreciate and then yourself and your anger or something in you does not allow you to have that, you're devastating your peace. Okay? You're destroying that, right? And that could be many things that you're dealing with. And you can think about how you've been triggered by how you've been in environments where people would not give you the respect that you were reflecting to have through them. And what they did was they made this life and it put you inside of something that you didn't appreciate being a part of. And humiliation and the lack of respect that the people give to you and the things that their shortcomings have put in a space, not in a space of where you are psychologically and ability-wise, but in a space where people have not been wealthy enough in the connection of dealing with people and understanding the value system that brings to the table. And what happens, the inherited wealth that you have from the internal ability of others before your time, it's something that they don't actually get, that you're going to have this with them or without their ability. And it's something you want to cherish with them, and you're going through all their misery of insecurities that they have. And the first thing you're coming across is them, is the problem that they're dealing with. But they tell you about your problems. And in your mind, you think that maybe this person is giving you something or taking away from you, but really, it's trying to take you out of their ability of seeing the power that you have to free. And every time they connect to that, and they don't necessarily see that, but when they have that emphasis to pit it on you, it's things that they are to get rid of, and every time you clean it up, you're exposing things about them on a deeper level. And they'll be like, no, 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 this person is a problem, this person is this and this, this person emotionally, and they give me a hard time. But a true free person, a true person is not trying to batter. They are looking at the importance of the freedom that you are bringing to the desires of happiness. And they are connecting more happiness as the wealth of cleanness is presenting itself. Now, talk, dude.
Yes. I don't want to interrupt you. You were on a roll. You were rolling like a stone. I think everybody out there basically just need to ask themselves, what is it I need right now? And please, you know, it's funny. In a weird way, a lot of people don't know the answer to that question. So many of them are so confused and so taken aback, so used to doing what they have to do. They're going to come up with a joke answer. Oh, what I want right now, I want Claudia Schiffer on. I mean, I want a steak served well done. Ask yourself what you want, what you really need, what you could really use right now. How do I get that? A lot of people aren't thinking that. You know why? They don't have time. They're so overwhelmed. They're so busy working to be a slave to the system, to be owned, kept by a job. Hopefully it's a job that's really a passion that's going to make them a lot of money and require as little labor as possible. But they don't know the answer. They don't. I really want to say something, and I mean this. We're not doing enough about what we need. We're too afraid to think for ourselves. A lot of times we're afraid if we do, we'll get ourselves in trouble. Look, I've been like this. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was thinking to myself, I gave into my impulses. I had the weirdest impulse. They told me to do the weirdest, dumbest things. I let them, you know, just sort of lead me around. You know what? I shouldn't. But dang it, there's a voice inside of all of us that says, We can be who we need to be. We can be. We can improve. And it's not just that if you take opportunity, there's going to be less opportunities for other people. We'd find a way to create more opportunities, you know? None of opportunities for people, is there? Life's too much of a dang race. That's a problem. 10 minutes left on the program, so let me try to make this special. Real special. That inner voice, that inner child, that little itty-bitty child who's not just basically like a spoiled, selfish little brat. Listen to that voice a little bit from now on. Take some time once a night just to sit there, relax, close your eyes, and listen to the inner voice. That inner child. That inner child will tell you what you need, what's really missing. We'll make it happen. Mark my words. Just listen to the inner voice.
Right. This is comedian Argon, okay? And you've been talking with Talk Dude. He's been providing some information to y'all. And it's coming through a place that you can find some direction inside of your desires. That we are really trying to find as we see our paths and things in our life to be happy in the way you think, but you still find yourself not being happy because the route you took to get there for so many things that you know you didn't stand for. And that can really push you over the edge where you're regurgitating the pain as a waterfall. And you could be drowning because you have set yourself in a place where this is almost all the things you've been crying about. And these things at a point in time, it can give you some kind of, you know, concussion. And you can feel like you are at the end of your rope. And you don't know how to get back because people around you mostly don't know how to swim. And they've been pinning out all these things, throwing change like you at some type of wishing well. And now you're at a capacity where all this toxic and these coins are hitting you in the head. Isn't that something?
That's
something.
And people
are trying to get witness to these things. And you find your happiness have never been through these moments. Your happiness being the wishing. Happiness being where you had the freedom, not being locked into this space where everybody never get to see the reflection of their desires. And you're in this, and all you hear is people's moments where they're not sure. Where loads of change is being disposed through unhappy endings.
Indeed. Once again, please, a final chance to get in touch with us, get in touch with all of this. Have your voice spoken on the air. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, I wish we had a few more call-ins, a few more people lining up. You know, it'd be nice if we got into a heated debate or something. It'd be nice if we, you know, really lit the fire, lit the fuse.
Once you get out of a place of this toxic, you find yourself finding your way out of going back to that space. So once you get to that level of freeing yourself, you don't want to find people that's going to pick you back in there. You don't mind having happiness, especially when you spend most of your time being unhappy. When you truly have happiness, you're gonna find how you are, distribution to your desires and seeing those moments. Be planted in people, through people, around people, for people, you know, by people. Right?
Absolutely.
So it's so important that you don't force things that don't need to be forced, right? When you have a shoe, it's two sizes too small for you. Would you be comfortable forcing yourself inside of those shoes? No. You're going to be uncomfortable. So once you find your size, if that's available, this will happen. You fit the place. And that's where you truly meant to be. Make sense?
Makes all the sense in the world. Only 5 minutes left. Five before nine. Let's close this on a special note. Everybody, I get the weird, strange, intuitive feeling that probably right now we're the only ones who are listening to this at this moment in time. But I want somebody else to pick up this recording and listen.
You already cheated the conversation by saying that. Stop using the words that's not freeing yourself with the very destruction of saying, if you gave the powerful moment to free, and this is about life. Life is about if it's living. If life lives through your actions, your action will not be for God in eternity. You know that, right?
I know it.
So why do you worry about if it's not people meant to be around your conversation? Stop throwing the trash in my bin and telling me it's something that I need to work on. No, this needs to be recycled in the right order, in the right place. It's not meant for us to worry about who's not on the show program. If you're providing quality, not quantity, quality, then when you're talking to someone, it's going to fit them and they're going to identify with your story. You just tell a lot of people some trash stuff, and if you get the opportunity, it's going to happen. It's not related to the people that you think because they're not going to feel you. People that you realize that really fit you, fit you. People that don't fit you, you be thinking that's the person you need to look for and to be the problem you need to avoid. And you're not knowing that because you're not standing on quality. You're standing on quantity. Say your last word, sir, and make sure you use your words that can feed your soul and feed the harvest that you have in desire.
Okay. Let me try to make this eloquent here. Let me try to make this poetic. Let me try to make this something.
Don't make it. Just let it be. Let it be organic. So what are we into? We're about forcing it organic.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do to everybody, isn't it?
No. Stop for yourself, bro. Stop talking like you are hostage to make people happy. No, your job is to become happy for your happy.
Everybody, take deep breaths. You can breathe. It's free.
As you are free, don't use the luxury of being free as it's accessible to everybody that's not free into the ability that is toxic to their soul. You don't throw what's out of you that's going to the toilet back onto your dinner table. It's not of normal. People do not take that approach to their pain. Your pain is something that you're getting rid of. You don't want to keep the pain. Now, the memory and the strength in the connection people have to fuel their strength, it is different ways. This is comedian Argan, okay? And we are in the show called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change,
the Change from the Future.
And the guy you hear talking, his name is Talk Dude.
Who more than lives up to his moniker.
Everybody, good night.
Thank you. Please, see the change. Be it. Every moment, every opportunity you get. Good night.